This is the new No More Podcast.
Now, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the New Normal Podcast. You know, I am your host. I am your favorite baby daddy. This is Easy over here. You know, I'm with my peoples here. You know, we got Goddess over here. We got our man Edie over here. You know, he came back to the show. You know, been a little time.
A little minute, but now we known as
back like we left
Edie Moore. Mm-hmm. The New Jersey sex guru. So we talking some shit tonight.
Yeah. So what we talking about tonight?
So tonight we are talking about sex toys, right? So sex toys and relationships. Do you use them? Do you don't use them? Don't drop the mic. Don't drop the soap.
That went up. Okay. All right. Don't drop the soap. You know, went back to jail.
It's a lot of things you shouldn't drop. Right.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. Not after this talk.
Right. Sex talk, we definitely shouldn't be dropping any soap.
Yes.
I mean, unless you get down like that.
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's no discrimination here.
Yeah.
You know what? Water. We are free for what you're free for.
Definitely. So let's before we get into it, you know, this is the time of the night or day or whenever you're listening to us, you know. Right now, today, I got, a little beer.
Looking a little real Jamaican.
Yeah, you know, got to be with my brethren.
Tell me the red stripe, you know?
Red stripe.
Hold it up. Wan.
But anyway, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so we're going to toast it up, you know.
And we're going to cheers to health, wealth, and self.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. So, all right. Back to the episode, sex toys. So, in a relationship, right? Do you feel like sex toys helps the relationship or kind of fucks the relationship up a little bit? What y'all think?
Let's start with you first, sex guru.
It helps it all the way to the fullest.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Why you think that?
Because, like, it opened up new doors for you.
Okay.
You know? Like, it's... All right, so... To be honest, without toys, I don't know what anybody else is doing in the bedroom.
So you're saying without toys, sex in the bedrooms is whack. It's
I mean,
high
like,
school.
Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's cool. But, like, you need to...
Spice up your life.
Get spicy.
Spice girls.
Okay. Spice girls. So you're
looking for a Spice Girl.
I mean, shit. It's so scary.
You found the right person to do these spicy things with.
You don't know. You never know. Y'all don't like toys in the bedroom. Like you never know.
Okay, so we can ask. Like, Edie, have you ever used sex toys in the bedroom?
I'm assuming that he's gonna say yes because he said he likes it. Like, if you're not using sex toys, is you whack?
You
all right? So for you,
do I like using sex toys in the bedroom? I don't want to give the cliche, you know, answer and say it depends on the woman. But I feel like it just depends on the situation. I have used it on a woman, but has a woman used a sex toy on me? Mm. Nah.
Okay, so what type of sex toys have you used?
So I've used a vibrator on a female. I've used.
Was that your own vibrator or was that her vibrator that she brought?
I personally don't have a vibrator. I don't see a reason for me to have a vibrator. You know,
you don't want to vibrate the ball sometimes, no?
Yeah, nah. You know, I'm okay. You know, I never thought that was, you know, a real thing for me. But you know, it could be for other people. But you know, me, nah. I'm okay.
You ain't got one
so you know, but I used a vibrator on a girl. I used a dildo on a girl.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Did you feel? What's the right word for it?
What, more connected or?
No. Inferior afterwards.
So, I've okay. Like, it's a very good.
That's a great question.
Away from you.
So I'm gonna say it like this, right? Mm-hmm. The first time that this girl asked me to do it, yo, I felt like, damn, I'm not putting it down right. Like, yo, like I'm giving her the long stroke. I'm giving her to the left, to the right.
Cha-cha slide,
yeah, you know, like. And that wasn't enough.
Right.
You want this?
So I was like, I was a little confused, right? So I was like, damn. Then the next time I did it, and like it wasn't with the same person, but with another person, and she just had it around, and I was like, yo.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, baby? Let me take this over here and put it down.
Let's see what this work like.
Yeah. And then,
so
you know,
did you do that to see whether or not she was with it or to alleviate your responsibilities?
I think a little bit of both. Because okay. I was getting a little bit, you know, I'm getting a little old up there, you know. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I might need to get kicked out.
They said they got some new gas station pills that...
That's going...
I don't know yet.
What they call? What they call?
They got different.
It ain't
names,
the blue pills. It's the green.
Green.
Shit, what the pink? Wrong? I don't know. I don't
Who's
know.
Sell them?
I don't know. I don't
I
know
heard
yet.
They do some things.
As long as it don't keep me up all night.
I heard they keep you up all night.
I don't need it to keep me up all night.
I'm talking up.
I don't need. Nah, I don't need strong light bull. I just need, you know, I need that, like, that little crack high. Like, I'm up and then I'm back down. like, I don't need that. Like,
you need the quick pump.
Yeah, like, I don't need all that. Like, I just need just.
Like a 5-hour energy.
Right.
Exactly. You know, a little Red Bull in the bedroom.
That's what you already got it in.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. But after that, you know, I get a little tired.
Valentine's Day, son. I don't know. I heard them pills do crazy shit.
You know what? I feel like when I get to like 40, 50, I'm going to have to start thinking about that. Okay. Right now, everything's still working the way the pipes are still out. So right. I'm good.
Well, as long as the blood is flowing.
So the vibrator, right? Going back to the vibrator, right?
I mean, so you don't need the pills.
I don't. No, vibrator, no. But though. The thing about it was, she was like, the second time, it was like she was more on some, oh, like I was like, yo, let's do this, and I'm seeing her left leg going like, I was like, ooh, look at that, jiggling. So I was like, okay, I like that. Then going back to the other chick, you know, it just made me feel like I'm not doing it right. Enough for her
because you didn't take control of it though.
But she even when I did.
No, but she controlled the whole scenario.
So what do you mean by that?
Because she controlled the whole scenario by saying, get the toy.
But that was the first time.
Yeah.
Second time.
It doesn't matter.
Went
that
and got
first
it.
Time.
Yeah.
But your first time on anything is
my
like,
first time.
And you be sitting there stuck.
But.
I don't know. It's different. Like, if you would have been aware of, like, let's get this.
Okay,
I'm in here, but for her to do that, like that shit, do something.
So, are you saying too? Maybe he should have. So, did you control? Like, so did this vibrator?
Yeah, I controlled.
It had different
control. It's
the
fact that she wanted that shit.
Okay.
She wanted it.
Yeah, you know, but I feel like with her, I mean, you know, she to me, she more act like a dude, right? Because this is the only chick that I know.
Masculine energy.
This is the only chick that I know that wake up in the morning like, yo, I need to get this nut off.
Right.
See, but before I go to work.
You know what? I'm so like that sometimes too.
You know, though, it's not you. It's because she's desensitized.
Exactly.
And that's another reason why toys are.
So that would be my point, right? So, like, for me, dealing with sex toys, right, I have experienced a lot of it with myself, right? So, like, you know, I have my own personal vibrators.
How many do you have?
I've named them. Because well, you know what? I have, you know, like men. So, like, you know, I've had one, and then I've, you know, thrown it away.
Okay, so you don't have them at the same time.
No, I only choose one at a time.
Okay.
Like, I choose my men. I only choose one at a time. Oh. So, if you're my man right now, you're special because you're the only one.
Okay. Getting that juice box.
Yeah. Right, you're the only one.
Get it.
Getting this Niagara waterfall, okay? Okay.
Yo, you are the one.
So. Oh, Justin Bieber, you're the one.
So you have only one
vibrator at a time.
But what about toys? Like, do you have like butt plugs? And
I don't do the butt plug thing.
You don't do butt plugs. Like
anal?
Not that I don't like anal. I don't prefer it. No, I don't.
But do you like?
So the times that I have done anal,
so butt plugs are different.
So this should be a very censored episode, right?
Yeah.
Like,
to be honest, I forgot we was on the show.
This should be a very censored episode, but the
sensitive in what way
that I have gotten anal, like, you know, I have to really like mind, body, soul, everything has to feel totally elevated and relaxed. Right.
So, totally elevated. Biting down on something? Like, did you bite down?
I'm sorry?
Did you bite down? Like, arr! Like.
No, what are you asking? What are you asking?
Wait, like, wait. Like, yeah, like
steak or something.
No, my thing is, I will not.
Body
itch. I will not do anal if I'm not totally relaxed and all of that. Right.
Oh, so like, you gotta be like high.
I gotta be high, super out. Like, I gotta be like on a whole nother plane.
On a euphoric high.
Okay.
Like, I gotta be on a euphoric high or like, you know, super elevated in order to really enjoy, you know.
That's just me.
You know what I mean? Tell me in the comments how you guys like anal or, you know, how you guys feel or. Yeah. Because I think, you know what, the world should know, right? I think this is a conversation that people don't often have.
Do you like doing anal?
No, I don't actually.
As a man?
As a man, do I like doing anal?
Yeah.
No, I don't like doing anal.
What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It's like dry. Like.
Right. It's not like wet.
It's not. Right. It's just.
It's just a hole.
I'm just always afraid somebody's going to shit out.
That's a good possibility too.
It happens. But this is the crazy part because you got to keep going. If you don't keep going, like, you're a piece of shit. Like, literally. You got to keep going. Like, yo, but I don't just keep it going.
So if you're killing that shit, right? So this never happened to me. This happened to somebody that I know in college, right? So she was my homegirl, whatever, right? So. She was dealing with this basketball player. Long story short, right? You know who she is. Because we not going to say no names, but she has Shaqs on. Anyway. But anyway, she was getting it. She was getting dug in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, all I heard from the back was like, oh!
Mm.
So I'm like, yo, what happened?
Christ.
What's going on? So then, like, maybe, like, 5-10 minutes out, you know, dude come out. He say, yo, I can't believe this bitch. I'm like, yo, what's going on? You know, I'm chilling with Shorty over here, too. So I'm like, what's up? Yo, man, she shitting on me. I'm like, she shitting on you? Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all was in the room just like.
On you?
Like, I'm thinking, right. Like. Yeah, like
you dug in her butt too hard, and then she had some shit ready to come out, and then boom.
He bounced. Dude bounced. She comes out, and like, so she sits on the couch. Me and old girl sitting. I'm like, yo, what's up?
Did she go in the bathroom and clean herself?
I don't know.
But my thing is who do you think? Is there anybody to blame at that point?
Her asshole.
First of all, if you're doing anal. You gotta expect the worst.
I agree.
You have to.
Don't even. I agree. That's like.
That's doing anal every time. Like.
That's that's like anytime you get in, you think about you about to get real dirty. Like
it's gonna get dirty.
You think about it's gonna get dirty.
But you know what? You think like we all look at anal like it's some beautiful thing, right?
No, who looks at it as beautiful?
We be like, oh,
you look at it as beautiful.
You know why? Yeah. You know why you look at it as beautiful?
Why?
Because you don't do it often.
No, that's not why.
Why?
It's a self-conscious thought because of the fact that you like anal on yourself without knowing it.
Whoa, buddy.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Where are we going
whoa,
with this?
Hold whoa, on, hold on. Whoa,
bruh.
Where are you going with this?
Whoa.
Where are you going with this?
Whoa, let's do another.
I really need you to reel this in and explain.
Come on.
I do this.
Okay.
Like I really.
Okay, sex guru. I really need you to explain to the people. The people really want to understand what that means.
I mean, basically, you don't even know why. Like, anal is so fascinating. Like, yeah, she gonna let me stick in her ass. Like, that ass fascination is something in you. The male's G spot.
Yeah.
Is where?
In, you know, in your prostate.
In your prostate.
Yeah.
You can't get it. So your self reflection on what you want when you see she want to do anal, yeah, it's because you want to do anal, but you don't know that you want to do anal because of society telling you anal is not right for a man.
So you saying anal's right for a man?
If a woman is doing it to him,
so you feel like if a woman is doing anal to a man, it's not gay.
It's not. If a woman is doing it to him.
So you feel like if a woman is doing anal to a man, it's not gay.
It's not. The definition of gay is what?
So my thing is though, like naturally,
homosexual is what?
But naturally, a woman can't do anal to a man. So are you saying like a woman is, you talking about just sticking her finger?
Back to our subject.
Are you saying like a woman can just stick her finger in there and
finger, get the... Finger, she could get to the G-spot, finger, get the piggin. Toys, we back to toys. Piggin. When she put the strap on and she have sex with him with the strap on. Like, she's giving him something that... She,
you all right? You okay?
I'm not ready.
He wasn't ready.
I'm not.
Kevin Hart, he wasn't.
Get the KY, man.
I wasn't ready.
Get the KY, man.
I'm good.
You don't know why okay, when so she's sucking on your nuts.
That okay, the male G spot is actually it's in his anus.
Yes, we know that.
We know
that's there. That's
a lot of people don't know that. Honestly, that's I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why when a nigga get his dick sucked, well, he wants you to suck his balls, but it's the what's they call it? The gooch,
the geek, or the teeth.
The nigga eat my ass. That's what the fuck it's called. When that shit get licked, the nigga toes squint like nigga. You want that shit because
so you got your ass ate?
Yeah, hell yeah. What nigga? You didn't?
You said you didn't? No, you never got your ass ate? No. Oh, okay, I have, okay. But my G spot isn't in my ass, so.
Yeah, it's not. You just.
I mean,
I just did it for the hell of it.
You just fuck it.
I just YOLO. Did it because I'm like,
you know, if you haven't read the cat, you know,
her right, it will eat her right. So you gotta eat the ass. So you don't eat ass.
I ate ass. I had some groceries. You know,
you ate the groceries.
Whole Foods. You know,
okay.
Whole Foods.
Well, I hope it is Whole Foods. I hope it's not Save a Lot type of groceries.
You hope it's not Bravo
or Aldi's. But you know what? Don't sleep on Aldi's. Actually, Aldi's is like.
We talking about tropics.
Yeah, tropical. Like, don't go to tropical for your
shit. They got nothing for us. Even if we fake being like that.
It stinks in there. As soon as you go in, it smells terrible.
Yeah. But nah, I partake. You know, it's there's nothing wrong with, you know, a couple of groceries, you know.
So you wouldn't want yours ate? Nah, what you do, like, if you getting the best head of your life, and she just put her tongue in your ass.
There's been
just like that.
There's been times where
like for me,
she tried. You know, she tried.
And
I said, Bring it back up.
Why though? Bring it back.
I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel clean. Like, I don't. What are you doing? Like, I didn't. I just felt dirty. But like,
no. You thought that you were gonna be a bati boy after that.
Right.
I don't know about a bati boy. I know I'm secure with my sexuality. Exactly.
But that's so what he's saying. Not, he's like, saying as a female,
like she want each other.
Some things I just don't want to explore. Like, you don't want to open up Pandora's box.
Man, I'd be jumping all in Pandora's box. Diving all that shit.
But all right, let's get back to the topic real quick.
The toilet is
dog. We're on the topic.
We not what on if, the topic.
What if she didn't? And what if we on the topic of the toys? What if she used a toy instead?
And for
like
my,
a vibrator
for my ass.
Yeah, they got on that like these little anal shit, like certain inches with air. Like they like butt plugs, but you can whatever.
Have you ever used a butt plug?
On myself.
I don't know. Do you use them on yourself? I don't know how that works. So how does butt plugs work? So do you use them on yourself or do other people use them on themselves? I don't know.
So butt plugs are to open you up to get you ready.
To open up the butt.
To get you right. You put the butt plug in.
I need to be enlightened. We're getting enlightened right now.
Your anus around. Like,
it's not enough alcohol in this
beer. You wasn't ready?
It's not enough alcohol.
You better open up that.
I'm about to. Because So
the butt plugs is open to open you up.
Yeah, it'll open you up.
Open up your butt.
Yeah, you could sit on it. Walk around with it in your ass.
I mean, for a woman.
Men do it too.
Okay, so like, do you think a straight man and a butt plug, that work?
Yeah, it works all the way. It works all the way.
So how does that work? Okay. Actually,
because it's not a man doing it, like he's exploring his body. He's really secure with his sexuality. Like he's exploring his body.
Right.
He's seeing what he likes, what he enjoys. He's trying to reach that higher state of, like, you ever had your G-shop spot touched?
I feel like I have, but it doesn't happen often.
You ever had your G-spot touch? Off camera, yeah. You ever had your G-spot touch?
Nah.
You will never experience what they have experienced.
And I think that's, you know, certain things that God has set in my life and that I should experience and I shouldn't experience. And
what did he
in
say?
This part of my life, I don't think he wants me to experience some things.
But he never said that Eve
I just don't feel like Eve. I don't want Eve.
But like it's not, why would he put it there? Why would it be there?
My thing is, it's just like, I think it's a big struggle with like men's masculinity, right? Knowing that their G spot is in their anus.
And that's what it be.
So like,
right? Because that's
so like, wait. Like, let me. So let me ask a question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Real question. So, did you ever get plugged by a woman?
No, it's called pigging.
Okay.
You've ever got pigged by a woman?
No.
Okay. No. So, because my thing is, like, how can I be a man while a chick is hitting me from the back doggy style?
That'd be my biggest concern. Because
I never tried it.
I never tried it, but that'd be my biggest concern. Like, I get it. I'm open to it. I see it. Like, I know what it is.
How am I going to be all fours?
Afterwards, okay. I don't know how I'm going to feel. I'm going to be like,
But my thing is,
who wears the pants after that?
So, for everybody, you, though, Edie.
Not you.
No,
apparently.
But for you, though, Edie, like, so you've gotten butt play before with fingers?
Yeah.
Okay, with fingers. And then, you gotten your G-spot touch with fingers?
Yes.
Okay, and, like, for you, what's that feeling feel like?
It's amazing. It's everything.
Okay. And then you feel like that doesn't disrupt your masculinity?
No.
With a finger? You do feel like, okay, if objects come into play, that does disrupt your masculinity?
If you put a dick in my ass and fuck me, I don't. Can I say that?
Bruh.
I can't say that.
She belongs to the.
I need you to do the other one.
Bruh.
Like, I don't even want to talk no more. The one, like.
Oh, this one, where's, look.
Everybody hold on. Everybody hold on.
You're going to rap.
Yo, can I talk? Can I talk?
They get scared.
Let me talk. Let me talk.
Yo, because, like, my thing is right, I know for... I know, I'm crying. Actually, I'm actually crying. I'm full crying, right? You know, like...
Man, I get this mic on my
right, face. I want all of our black men who like butt playing.
I'm not playing.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you good.
I want all of our black men that like butt play. You know, all of our people that are listening, if you like butt play, I don't want you to feel any type of way about liking butt play. Right,
you shouldn't.
That's your thing.
Do what you do.
And like, if you and the person that you're with, you like it. You know what? Tonight, I didn't even acknowledge. I put on sexy wear tonight.
Show them.
Tonight's topic.
Okay.
You ain't.
Y'all
tell,
know I don't normally dress
us.
Like this.
She ain't put no. She ain't put no heels on though.
Why are you over here spilling the beans? They don't gotta know I have Uggs on.
She ain't put no heels on.
No, I do
she...
have Uggs on because we're in New Jersey and it's about to snow.
Yeah.
But facts. You know what? From the waist up, I put on sexy wear for tonight's topic. Right.
Man.
I did.
So. I'm just gonna say this.
Are we gonna get back on topic?
I'm gonna try to get back on topic, right? So, I'm gonna go back to the original topic because this butt play is a little bit too much for me right now. It's not for everybody. It's not.
It's not.
You gotta be strong. You know?
Very interesting. Honestly, I was very enlightened tonight.
And your spot and your position.
I never learned so much about butt play until
tonight.
Yeah,
like that shit is crazy. Like. You've never experienced an orgasm. Like, you've nutted them. And you probably did one of these nuts. And, like, nigga, that is nothing.
That's nothing.
Like, you could be shooting it out. Dick's still hard as a rock while and you just, like, you.
I thought I did some, like, massacre shits before, like.
But that's nothing compared.
So you talking about like
before?
So is that the equivalent to us squirting?
To you? No. No.
Cause like my whole thing is just like, okay, is that the equivalent?
No, but it plays a factor, but it's not. But it plays a factor because certain positions can get you to come. But like I said, your G spot being touched is
a whole nother different level.
It's just, and it could cause you to squirt because you're releasing, and you're just like, psh, you're so relaxed. Your whole.
All right. I'm gonna just say this real quick. Y'all women out there that swear that y'all be squirting all the time, bitch, y'all peeing.
Doesn't
I
just
well that's, no, but squirt
it does
is,
too matter.
It is
I do not want you
pee.
I do not want you peeing on my bed.
But it is a mixture of pee. But what it is that the best woman that does it right is the one who drinks the most water.
Eat fruit,
right? And then, of course, they
I'm
have to
I'm talking about the unhealthy bitches. They do is drink this. And this ain't even, this not Moscato, but all they do is drink Moscato.
Sometimes they be alright.
Nah, nigga. Nah. They don't know what they doing. They don't even know their bodies. And they think they talking about their squirt.
All the way fucked
yeah,
up.
Them shits all smelling like what the fuck. They don't.
So,
nah.
Have you telling me that, like, you gotten sprayed with some wine before?
I never got sprayed with wine, but a chick was like, I'm about to nut. And I'm like, bitch, I ain't even do nothing. Like, I just put my shit in. Like, she was like, oh my God, I'm about to squirt. I'm like, yo. I just put my shit in.
No.
I was barely
lazy
hard.
Lazy ass bitch didn't want to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's terrible.
Because I know we was drinking all night. You talking about you about to squirt.
That's terrible. Nah. Party foul. Party done.
I was like, nah, you go to the bathroom real quick.
Party done.
By the way, that straight piss is crazy.
Yo, straight piss is nasty.
Yo,
like,
I'm not trying to do no golden showers, though. The
you
fuck?
Never did that, though?
I want to piss on you.
Nah, I'm not no R. Kelly.
I'm sorry. I have a story. And, Mom, please don't be mad at me for telling your story.
Your mama got pissed on?
No, Mama didn't get pissed on.
She's no R. Kelly.
No. So, no, this is before R. Kelly days. My mom is a little older than R. Kelly.
She started R. Kelly.
But mommy tells me one time, so, like, my mom, anybody that ever met my mother, y'all already know that mommy has stories for days. She has stories for days. And if y'all think I act the way I act, y'all will really know once you meet my mother why I act the way I act.
Okay.
So she told me one day, right? She's just like, yeah, you know, I'm in college, you know, and it was this guy. He's just like, yeah, I want you to piss on me. And she's just like, what? And then my mom's what is different than my what's. Y'all think my what's is crazy? My mom's what's is like, what? Like, what? Yeah. That's what you want me to do?
Yeah, I could see so your mom doing
mommy,
that.
But mommy was ready. Mommy said, and I did it. Mommy said, and I did it. And I pissed all over him.
And then did she have sex after that?
Mommy
you
said,
have to.
Mommy said,
the sexual gratification is that, her pissing on
there's
him.
No more story.
The sexual gratification is her pissing on. She didn't have to have sex with him after that.
Right.
She didn't have
to. But that gives me another thing when it comes down to the butt play with men. So, like, one of my friends, like, you know, like, she's not necessarily my friend to this day now, but she told me how she was dealing with this dude.
Okay.
He was from Plainfield.
The field.
He was from the field. You know, I don't know if he had been in jail before, but, you know, most niggas in Plainfield have been to jail.
Stereotyping. Right?
You know, I'm not going to stereotype you guys from Plainfield, but what just I'm just bit. Saying, you know, like...
just a little bit.
I love you guys. Bit. I do. I love you guys. But I'm just telling you, this is the story. So, she's had sex with him before, you know, like, the sex was okay, like, his dick wasn't that big, right? So, it was one day he pulled out his own vibrator, and was just like, hey, you know, let's use this, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, so she's using it, whatever, and, like, you know, he's using it on her.
Okay.
But then he gives her, like, the whole conversation where it's just like, but I want you to use this on me.
Okay.
And not on my balls.
Yeah. Put it in my
I don't
ass.
Want you to put it in my butt.
Put it in his ass.
Right? And so she had this, you know, internal conversation with herself, just like, should I do this? Should I not do this? What does this really mean? Right? But she's just like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. Right? And then I'm never going to talk to you again. Right? So she did it just to see whether or not he was serious. And he was very serious, and he did it. I mean, she did it, and he loved it. Yeah. He loved it. Like, he was, like, toes curled. Yeah. His everything was everywhere. He, like, nutted a million times. Yeah, it was crazy. And then from then on, she never talked to him again.
Yeah. Because now she feel weird. Like, man,
right.
Just,
because my whole thing is, like...
He probably has
so my thing is right... With sex toys, right, do you feel like that should be a conversation first, right? Before you just whip out sex toys on people.
I feel like with the sex toys thing, right, it is a... I don't even think it's a conversation, but you can't be just pulling them shits out...
I do.
On day one.
I do.
I just don't feel comfortable with that, though. Like, I don't feel like that's something that...
I'm talking about on day one.
I don't feel comfortable with that. I feel like day that's one. Something that we in a relationship have to do.
Build
right?
up to it.
Exactly. So we know what we're doing. We know where we going to, right? I don't want you to I don't, because then what are we doing? Like, what did we experience at that point? Because we don't even know ourselves.
Right. See, and like, it does, it takes away from the building.
Yeah.
To know each other.
To me, sex toys, once you get to the sex toys part, we trying to spice up the relationship, right? We trying to pull something back that we didn't have anymore.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, we starting off with sex toys. What are we doing?
It's about controlling it, though.
So you think it's control?
Yeah. It's not like, so BDSM.
Yes. You, I can see that you're into that shit. That's you got the, you got the I want to say the whips and the chains, but you got, you got the whips and the chains.
This is
bold. This is just simple. That's just the.
I haven't even used this one yet, but like it's more to it than just tying you up. Like,
okay,
it's a mental fuck.
So, like, so my thing is like this. So, like, the women that do, like, the slave things and the I'm your master shit. Like, what's that shit called again?
The dominatrix.
Dominatrix. You into that shit?
If I'm a dom or I'm a dom.
You're
dom.
Okay. So, you dominate.
I dominate the woman.
Okay.
I don't submit. I'm not a sub. But
okay.
The subs, they love that shit. Most of the subs,
yeah,
be strong women.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
The best subs are either male or female.
Yeah,
the best subs are strong, like males that are strong ones.
Yeah,
but they love to be dominated. Like they want it. Like. Destroy me, talk crazy to me.
Yeah.
Do this and that. Hit me, spank me, smack me, shoot me.
Like, I know. So I know this chick, right? I used to work with this girl. Mm-hmm. And she is like, she's a professional now dominatrix.
Okay.
And like, in the beginning, like, she started going to, like, in the beginning, she started going to, I guess, gay and lesbian clubs, mm-hmm. because there was a lot of straight men that would go there, but they wanted to
pick up on
that, yeah, spot. Mm-hmm. And she was like, they're not gay, but they wanted somebody to just mm-hmm. dominate them. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, yeah, like, I'll just go there and I'll find one and then they'll be my slave. And I'm like,
and they pay money for it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm like, what they pay? How much they pay you? She was like, "Yo," she was like, "I can get $1,000 a week."
They pay money.
Just telling, I don't have to have sex with them. Nothing.
So what is it that they have to do?
So like, for instance, she'd be like, they'll come to her house, and like she said, she'll have them clean her house. So, but the way that they clean her house is like, she tells them what to do. And then they have to wear, like, she'll make them wear something, or she'll degrade them to a point where it's like
they're nothing. Like, it's just like bark like a dog, right. Like,
yeah, something like that.
It, clean this, right.
Or no. You're a piece of shit. Clean that piece of shit. I was like,
who wants to be talked like that? You know, honestly, it's certain people that want to be talked like that. And my thing is, I think that's a episode for the New Normal After Dark. Who I feel like the people that want to be talked to like that, because I honestly, you would never in your damn life think that you could be like, oh, here and clean this piece of shit and think I'm getting aroused.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that either. But I mean, for each
it
his own.
It takes a different type of own. Fetish for that.
Yeah. So, but going back to the sex toys though. So, back to the sex toys. Say that again.
BDSM.
BDM. BDSM. I don't know why I said I was about to say
BDSM.
BDSM. Okay. I was going to say P. I don't know. PBS? I don't know. But
PBS? No, that's not PBS.
But.
I said all this shit. PBS.
Sophie, tell them this is not
public
PBS.
Service announcements. Right. But.
Sophie is still in the background. You know what I mean? I still want to shout out my lovely co-host. You know, and like, yeah, she's now doing more background and but she's still here. If you guys miss her, she's still here. So please hit her up and please know that her presence is still
here. Every time you hit us up, you're actually hitting her up, you know.
Right, because she's our manager.
Yeah, you know.
She's our manager.
Hey, manager.
You know. Hey, manager. Love you.
Our Negro spiritual over there, you know.
You know what? I can't say her. So,
or Aunt Jemima.
But my thing is, so like, Harriet again, Tubman. I'll go back from my relationship standpoint, right, with the toys, right? Again, I feel like, right, I need to reel us back in.
He'll be playing.
He's an ass.
He know it.
He's such an ass.
It's fun when, you know, the person can't talk to you.
Look, say something.
You know what?
It's just fun, you know.
Come on, man, say something.
You know, it is cool.
Just because you got on this mini blanket on your fucking chest, you better stop it.
I like that shit, too.
Don't act like you don't like it. You want to touch
it. This is a very nice hoodie, but, like, it looks like it should be on Jeffrey, not you. So.
You're trying, but you need to drink more water.
No, I probably need my friend. I need my friend. Baby, come over here. We need cracks.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, don't rub me. No. Pat. No, I should pet you, miniature pit bull. Stop.
Hairline probably receiving, so you gotta cover it up. Womp womp, because you can't hear her today, so you can't hear her today, so nobody can hear you.
I heard that shit. No.
You can hear it, but we don't have to respond to it though. That's not.
Oh wait, no, don't cut me off.
I'm cutting everybody off.
Alright.
Alright, so let's go back. Like I said, so do we feel that in a relationship, because I said in a relationship starting off, I don't think that we should start with sex toys. I think that should come a little bit later into the relationship. I think that, you know, you got to build up to the sex toys.
Right.
Edie, like, yo, I'm pulling them shits out.
I'm going
home. Because I'm a whore, so...
Like, I mean, so you're gonna be a whore for your rest of your life. Even do you plan on like settling down ever?
Of course I do. Why not?
So then you won't not gonna be a whore.
In the meantime,
we're talking about when you settle down.
But I think that whoever he settles down with, and correct me if I'm wrong, E, like, is it going to be somebody that enjoys sex toy play?
They're gonna have to like it somewhat,
right? Because somewhat like and somewhat.
But my thing is this though. Regardless of the person that you settle down with, you are going to bring certain things out of that person that they never experienced, right?
Right.
So, I know, for instance, there was a girl that I was dealing with before. Mm-hmm. She, for the whole time I used to talk to her, she was like, yo, you know, I want to try a threesome. She was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's, I said, all right, cool, whatever. Next thing you know, you put her in an environment. Other girls started hitting on her. Next thing you know, we in the back.
Right, and we know now, Ian. That's Ian's favorite clap.
Lined up.
Anyway, but that's what went down. I got her to the point where she felt very comfortable. She felt safe.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and. She felt like, oh, I could try something new.
Right.
And I'm not going to, I guess, be judged or whatever.
Right. Well, people want to feel comfortable. Yeah.
I don't feel for sex toys with me. I'm going to just be upfront. Mm-hmm. I'm not secure with myself enough to enter into that.
That's real.
That realm.
Okay.
I'm going to stay where I know it's safe for me.
So what do you feel is safe? Like, have you ever used dick rings? Like that vibrating dick ring?
Where it
vibrates your balls at the same time?
I got lefty and righty, you know.
You talk about it on yourself personally.
Yeah, I'm good.
Myself personally, I got toys for that, too.
Yeah,
what are some personal toys that you have?
Like, I don't know what the fuck they call, but it's one shit. They got a mouth. It's a mouth. And it come with a little vibrator piece.
So you know what we'll do is
stick it underneath the chin.
We'll put a picture once you give it.
I got the shit in the car.
So it's like it's like you got the You remember back in the day they got that fucking shaker.
Shaker shit.
Shake.
But this shit, dude, they got one that grabs your shit for you and everything. Jerk you off to them. I'm just scared the batteries might die and my luck, and it's just stuck on
that shit.
But right, and then what do you do? They got a shit
that it pumped you, that it get you right. But like on yourself, that's different.
Yeah.
But with somebody else, yeah, you're right. You definitely need to walk into that shit.
Yeah.
Like you can't just be like,
all right. So from a female's perspective, because like I don't feel like I've given too much female's perspective.
Okay.
But I think that, like, again, I think in a relationship, I think vibrators aren't necessarily conducive to making your man feel wanted, right?
Yeah.
Because, I said, it does desensitize you. It makes you want more in a faster time.
But, yeah, I talk about just, like, shit like that. I'm talking about, like, other shit, like whips. Like, literally actually being whipped. How would you feel about being whipped?
So, like, my thing is just, like, I never wanted to be anybody's slave. I'm sorry.
So, being
my,
whipped
my
is...
ancestors have done that enough for me.
She's a house nigga, so she doesn't understand how...
I don't... But I do, again, another one of these things. Mom, please forgive me. Yo.
Sorry. Yo, mom got whipped. Yo. Your mother at?
Thing is, yo, you know, curious kids, right? I'm a curious kid, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yo, I found the longest leather tied whip I've ever seen in my life.
I knew where this was going.
In the back of my mom's bed. Like, and I'm telling you,
Mom,
this shit
I did
was
not
an
condone
whip.
Any of this.
I didn't.
It was an extendo. It probably went from here,
from this wall, to here. God.
That's how long that whip was.
So did you look at your dad a little bit different?
I looked at everybody very differently.
How do you know whose it is, though?
But my thing is,
maybe
it's somebody's.
Your mom getting whipped, and or maybe your dad getting whipped.
I don't know who it is. Because,
you know, the thing about
really
it is, with Janelle's household, whatever, her dad is, you know, you can say that, like, her dad is, is not a house nigga, but the mom,
my dad is dark skinned, right? So, therefore, my dad is very dark skinned. My mom is very light
skinned. He was out in the fields.
Nobody has been out in any fields.
And she was in the house.
Those fields.
No, my thing is
he was getting whipped.
I think my mom is. I don't think my dad is whipped.
You don't think your dad was getting whipped?
I don't think so.
What they
I don't know. I don't even. Honestly, I don't even want to picture it. Honestly, I don't want to picture
so
it.
So then you
want to
see your mom getting whipped?
Honestly, I think I was made from immaculate conception in my mind. So, like, my thing is just, like, yeah.
So you never walked in on your parents?
No. Actually, I never walked in on my parents.
You never heard your parents?
I feel like as a child, but, like, honestly, I put that thing right. I compartmentalize a lot of fucking bad memories.
You got it.
She has a lot of therapy to go to.
So my thing is like, I don't picture that. But what it is just, like, yes, as a child, did I find that whip? Yes, I found that. But you know what it was? When I found it, it was dusty. They didn't use it. They weren't using it. But it was there.
Would you get whipped?
But I get whipped, nah.
And I'm telling you, like, when I tell you it was leather tethered, it was deep.
So, a girl tried to handcuff me.
I used handcuffs before.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
So, there's two things I want to say.
Okay.
Three, actually. So,
line it up.
So, one thing going back to when he said he was a whore, and you was like, oh, would you want to settle down? And then he said, yeah, and then you, like, you started to say something but didn't say it. My thing is, like, why can't he settle down and still be a whore for his...
Oh, for his woman?
For his woman.
Okay.
You said be a whore?
For your
not
woman.
Not a whore, but, you know, like, I know for me, I can speak for myself.
She
insulted
me politely.
Yeah.
For me, if I'm whore. Getting married,
no,
like,
Sophie wants to be a
I
whore
want my husband
for
just
her.
Let me out. Like,
goddamn, man.
Whatever you want to do,
but
Sophie
I feel
wants
like,
to be a whore.
I feel like,
tear
I feel,
it up.
I feel like, it's, but Edie, I feel like being a whore for a guy and being a whore for a woman is two separate things.
I think
things.
It is two different things.
Because it's like... Okay. Yeah, I can slap that dick around in your face, nut in your face, do all that shit. That's me slutting you out, right?
Uh-huh. I hope she smacked that pussy in my face and nut in my face. Shit, I want the same thing back.
Wait, exactly.
I'm just not ready for Edie.
I'm just not ready for Edie.
I get that with Sophie, though.
It's so crazy.
Like, sometimes I'm going to choke you back, like.
Yeah, like
exactly.
I said.
Exactly.
Listen,
I
walk
did not
around
condone
with this.
This.
Look at this.
Walk around.
Oh
with
shit,
this shit!
You put out the. Oh, yeah. You put out. Okay.
You had to do a bathroom break.
This is why this shit is crazy. This is a collar. This shit goes around your neck. this goes down your back.
Can we demonstrate this for the people?
Would you?
Am I condoning to this? I think Sophie might. No? All right. Should I be the one? All right, fine.
How you want?
I'll be the guinea pig.
All right. You saw it here.
You saw it here.
All right. So, y'all got to switch seats or something.
I'm out.
All right, and then this is how we're going to end this episode with this demonstration.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to be right here.
You know, we got to show the people. We're giving the people what they want.
You giving the people what they want.
Now, is this sanitized?
Yes, it's sanitized. I never used this shit.
To say, how many women did you use this on?
Because I'd be like, oh, hell no. If it's dick juices and night. Pussy juices.
Just used that shit last night, now, man.
I ain't gonna make it tight.
Okay, so then do you normally now, make it tight? Like, so tell the people.
If that's what they like, if you like it to be tight on you, like you like to be that full choke feeling.
Okay.
Then.
And yeah, then now what?
Now.
This is interesting. What is this called?
It definitely is.
No Tomorrow.
PBS?
Is this called No Tomorrow? Oh, hell no. I need it tomorrow, nigga. Nah, I got mad life that I want to, Oh, this usually shit. This shit behind you. Oh, right. Nah. Oh, right. Shit. Oh, nah. Right. I will never consent to this.
You did tonight.
No.
You did tonight.
Right now. Just because this is my friend.
She consented to this shit already.
But this is crazy. No, yeah.
Oh, I can see how crazy this shit is.
But
this,
I would never do this. Honestly, I would never do this.
I'm just.
See, but
no, a lot to me. Thing is, it's just like,
a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's the time that you're putting in doing it.
Is there
the
a certain type of music that
is
you're putting
music
on?
Playing,
well, what type of music are you putting on with
me? Keep going. We need this.
More or less, I would be doing some Trey songs because I like Trey.
You doing Trey songs to this?
Yeah.
The neighbors is going to know your name.
No, the neighbor is going to know my name because I'm about to be killed.
Like, you know what I really do that.
I feel like I'm about to die.
I'm just looking at like how this looks very...
Honestly, I feel like I'm about to die.
You ready?
No, I'm not.
No. But you can see that, so...
Okay, this is crazy. For the people. I'm doing this for y'all, guys. I'm doing this for y'all.
This is fucking crazy.
It's the timing that you take to put it on, you whispering sweet nothings in the air.
So you're like, baby, I love you.
Like, you know, I can't wait. Put your faith in me. Let me know this and that.
So do you have, what's often your safe word?
Flower.
Flower.
Yeah.
Flower is the safe word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flower.
Well, flower, nigga. I need to get the fuck up out of this.
I don't know. She
need
the plant
order.
No, flower.
So, hold on. Before you call flower, sit down real quick. Janelle,
Oh, so like now, in this position, what are
commands.
You often doing? Commands, okay? You're doing commands.
There's commands. This is the whole real BDSM shit. There's commands. There's certain ways you're supposed to sit, certain ways you're supposed to address me on certain commands. I say this, that, you're supposed to move on it. But for this, what I would be doing is we're fucking, freaking, sexing, whatever. But it would be back shots mostly.
I mean, I would assume.
With the grip.
Okay.
Of it. So you're getting choked and you're getting your back shots at the same time. It would be oral. Where I'm eating a box where you can't do nothing but lay back and take it.
But with your hand behind, that just seems a little uncomfortable.
You could bend over the bed. Get on the edge.
Or you could sit. Or you can face down.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay. You
face down ass front.
Okay, so like you're educating
your pussy ate and you are.
See, but on
your back though is even worse because.
All right, Janelle, can you turn around to show the people like.
Okay, sure.
You see. I'm just, that's too much work. I'm sorry, that's too much work.
It's the timing that you put into it to do it. And what you're doing in the middle of it, in between it, in the midst of it. It's not just about putting it on. Let me figure out how to. All
right, so I'm gonna just say this, okay. You know. I'm gonna just say this real quick. You know, since we switched seats and Janelle and ED is fixing everything up. You know, sexuality is your own thing. You know, whatever you like to do is whatever you like to do. There's nothing wrong. Like, there's no judgment, and there's nothing wrong in anything. You know, whichever orientation that you decide to take on and be, that's all on you. You know, God has put us out here to be sexual beings and to explore ourselves. Now, just be comfortable with yourself. That's all I'm saying. Right. Just be comfortable with yourself.
Get your ass ate.
But don't ever feel forced to do anything that you don't want to do.
Yes. So
now that's another thing we should have talked about.
We could have a round two of this. There's a lot of things we didn't cover.
We should redo this whole shit and do a whole rundown because. Being comfortable don't do what you.
Yeah, we
you always
no
have
means
to be
no.
comfortable.
We gonna get there. But you know, to wrap everything up, it's cool. It's cool.
You know, people make you sign contracts before having sex with them too.
Yeah, that's
that shit is.
This is gonna be round. That's gonna be round two. Round two. But anyway, again, everybody, you know, thank you for listening. Please follow us on the gram.
Yes.
You know, the new normal. Please follow us on YouTube, on Anchor, on
Easy. Can I say, please hit the like button because if you don't hit the like button, honestly, you will not be able to find us. Honestly, with the YouTube algorithm, the way it works is if you don't hit the like button, you will never be able to find us. So please hit that like button so that YouTube can show us and make sure that we get the shine that we deserve. I really appreciate that.
I don't know.
And
what
then
Edie
honestly,
is doing
Edie
right
is
now.
Trying to get the shine that he does.
Drop
feels
land
like
the fam.
He deserves.
Wolf minded.
Okay.
Wolf minded.
But
my fast,
you know,
life, I can't
that,
show because I
that,
can't
hit,
get
hit
to
that
my
notification. Hit that notification link. So that you stay up to date to everything that it is that we're doing every single week. And then right now we're working out on new schedules. So, you know, you're going to see everything working on a new schedule. So please stay up to date with us. And we just really appreciate you guys just being loyal fans. And I can't tell you how much your views are keeping us alive. Right.
Yes,
we really believe in it. And I'm so glad you believe in us.
And our streams, our audio streams on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, like all the, you know, Amazon Music, all the wherever you get your podcasting and you listen to podcasts. If you don't want to watch us on YouTube, you know, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, all that. So again, you know, thank you again. This is
the new normal podcast.